Discord right here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. This is Podzilla After Dark, brought to you tonight by the many works of Riley Reed. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, is everyone shaking their head no and disagreeing with it, starting with Jesse Kimball.
Hashtag not actually a sponsor.
Also disagreeing with it, Lindsay Wolfgang also has no idea who it is.
I have no idea, but just from their reactions, it is not a good one.
Also here and confused, Shelby Chen. And protesting profusely, Double H.
Make it snappy.
Oh, welcome to the Podzilla Zone. Come, all ye faithful.
Tonight, let it slide, because it's after dark.
Tonight, we're talking about David Hayter, the cum crusader.
Can we not?
Well, don't forget about the late Margaret Thatcher, cum snatcher.
The longer this goes on, the more I'm actually going to beat a nerd to death.
Well, it's time we got back to our sleazy roots here on Thursday, so what better
Is
way?
It?
Yes. Do you remember the first episode we did of After Dark, and I had to talk Dalton into coming on because he was like, no, because you're just going to be weird. I'm like, no, we're going to talk about toys, man.
Started with porn music,
yeah. And then the first thing we talked about was our favorite. I said, so tonight we're going to talk about our five favorite sexual positions. And I could literally see Dalton's face drop. He's like, what?
What have you done?
He doesn't even know five. He knows missionary and water pistol, and that's it.
Water pistol.
No. I'm sorry. No. Shannon, when was the last time you checked your comments for the I Don't Want to Believe pictures you've been posting?
Oh, I saw it. Yeah.
The guy on the left is kind of out of place. I think it's his outfit and also his pose. I feel like he's saying, I think it's I don't really know what it is, but it's definitely this half of it and then the other half of it. Basically, the whole thing together does not work for me.
I should have went with my instincts and just made one joke picture where it is me and you looking serious in like nice vests and suits, and then it's Tanner holding up a fish in the background.
That would be, I'm for that that idea.
The fish is also a part of the cat.
It's an alien fish, so yeah, obviously. I want to believe that
three
fish.
Three eyes.
The poor Tanner on that post, man. Like, maybe leave Tanner out? Damn.
To be
as cold as ice.
To be fair, I want to give Tanner credit on this, because Tanner, when I sent him that picture originally, real quick, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we're redoing a lot of the pictures for the show, the logos and stuff like that. We're not rebooting, but we've been talking about redoing stuff for a long time. We're finally redoing it. We're adding new shows. We're adding new pictures. We're changing music, et cetera, et cetera. So I was making a new picture for I Want to Believe, and originally I had this idea for what I wanted to do, and I added a picture of Hunter that I had always liked because I thought it looked very cool in it. I added a picture of me.
My promo shot from when I was doing stand-up.
It was. I got it from Blogzilla. I went back and found it on Blogzilla. Yeah. So then I put a picture of me. And then I thought, okay, well, I need a picture of Tanner. Hunter's in a vest. He looks nice. I'm in a suit. I look like I was trying to look nice. And I need a picture of Tanner where he looks presentable. So I go on Tanner's Facebook. I try my hardest to find a picture where he looks presentable, and I'm not saying Tanner's not presentable, he is, but every picture on his Facebook is a picture of him holding a goddamn fish, or holding his daughter, or holding his wife. There's no pictures of him where he just looks normal, and he's not eating fish, or eating his, no, anyway, so I find this picture of him holding his kid's hand, he's looking away, and I'm like, you know what, I like that pose, let's do that pose, he's looking away, it looks dramatic. I sent it to Tanner, I was like, so this is my idea I've got, and he said, don't use that picture. And I told him, well, I like the pose. I think it's dramatic. He said, I will recreate that pose for you, but don't use that picture. And I was like, all right, it's just a placeholder. Well, I was excited about all these changes, so I went ahead and posted the pictures to my Facebook with the picture Tanner asked me not to put. And so, so everyone that's criticizing his picture, I want you to know that that was all me. That was not Tanner. So give Tanner a break.
I mean, it was Tanner.
It was, but it's not like he didn't send me that picture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's
I was making a bad joke.
He didn't send it to me saying, like, hey, try this
one.
This.
It is literally him.
This is going to get us on the cover of a magazine.
But it was not his call.
Because the other pictures Tanner had would have got us on the cover of, like, Bass Pro Shop or Dick's Sporting Fish or whatever it's called.
And honestly, like, I really can't say much. Like, if you were trying to do the same thing with me, you would have an even harder time.
Yes, I've tried to find pictures of you for the cast page, and, like, they're very few and far between.
Yes.
I was going to go with the Kevin Owens picture because I love it, but then you picked something else and it was fine. It's whatever. It's fine.
I was forced to take a picture for one of them.
Yes, and I think that's the one that's on there.
Because I was told, you don't have any pictures of you. I need one.
I was going to use a picture of you, like, curled up in a blanket because I couldn't find any other pictures of you. So, yeah.
It would work because I'm currently curled up in a blanket.
That's pretty apt for Shelby.
What we're going to have to do is one of these days we're going to have to get Mandy or if Kaz is back down and take, like, some professional promo pics for the website. That would be cool.
Take actual headshots.
I mean, to be fair, mine is a professional picture that Mandy took at CCW.
Well, that's
not the one you're using there. Okay. No. The one on the website. Yeah.
Yeah, the one on the website. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of you ring announcing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the one I took the one that's used for me is a professional picture I took with my cell phone. But it looks good. Anyway. Hey, speaking of CCW, we have a motherfucker of the week. You know who the motherfucker of the week is?
Oh, who we got?
Well, now I do.
Is it the Missouri Athletic Commission?
It is the Missouri Athletic Commission. Jesse, tell them why.
They're upping rates for all wrestling promotions as well as MMA and boxing. Like, you've got to give, like, they up the amount you have to pay in per ticket, like the percentage, as well as increasing it by $1.
Yeah.
So every ticket you sell, and even like promo tickets, so like if you give tickets away for free, every ticket, every person that walks through the door with a ticket, they have to give the Athletic Commission $1.
That is correct.
Like, that promotion has to give the Athletic Commission
$1. Yikes.
That is correct. So say goodbye to WWE, because WWE probably isn't going to run Missouri, where if you sell, let's say you go to St. Louis and you sell 30,000 people. Well, now you have to pay $30,000 to the commission for every ticket sold. or with CC, and, you know, like, WWE can obviously afford that, but that's still, you know, a stab in the heart. But for like CCW, if we have, you know, 300, 400 people on a good show, that's $400 extra dollars we got to pay out to the commission. That's rough, man. That's real rough.
And on top of, like, if I'm not mistaken, and Shannon, you can correct me, I thought they increased the percentage too. So it was like, but it not by much. It was like a half of a percent or something like that.
Well, they increased the flat price from what I saw of it's $150 for the license for every day for the event is what I remember. I'll have to look through the exacts of it.
In their eyes, they're like, oh, so just tack an extra dollar onto your ticket price.
Well, yeah, but they get that dollar too. So,
yeah.
So here is the email, which was leaked online. I didn't get it, wink. But here's the one that was leaked online. This one by Big Lee from Big Lee's World. This is from Tim Lukanoff, who's the executive director. He says, please be advised that April 30th, 2022, a new rule will become effective for the Missouri Office of Athletics. All permits for professional boxing, professional wrestling, professional full contact karate, which we have quite a bit of here in Missouri, professional mixed martial arts, amateur kickboxing, and amateur mixed martial arts will now be $150 per day per event. Please note on July 1st, amateur contestant license will increase to 40 from 30. Seconds license will increase to 30 from 20. And all boxing and MMA identification cards will increase to 20. It's currently 15. Also effective July 1st, 2022, $1 surcharge will be placed on all tickets, including complimentary tickets. Therefore, the office will expect to receive a computer-generated box office accounting of all tickets, etc., etc., etc. Unfortunately, this is only the second fee increase the office has had to make in my 27-plus year career. I think he meant fortunately, because read that back. Unfortunately,
yeah, I thought that was weird too.
This is only the second fee increase the office has had to make.
That might have been a Freudian thing,
right?
Where he's like, unfortunately, this is only the second time I was able to do this. And I think Shannon, I have a theory on this. Go ahead and continue.
Well, I mean, just finished up saying the office. The last 2 years, the office has seen a decline in yearly revenue. The office was in a situation whereby it needed to raise fees to pay for the expenses of the office. As way of background, the office is fee-funded, therefore there are no general revenue funds received by the office. The office must set the fees in order to pay its expenses. He says, I do not take these fee increases lightly, but they are necessary. So, it's just so everybody is aware that in Illinois and a lot of other states, they don't these fees
Shannon,
at all.
There was something else in there, wasn't there, about like they can only be like their office can only make 150% of the budget. Read that for me.
The office must set fees in order to pay for its expenses. However, the office may not set fees to exceed 2.5 times its annual budget. So it is complicated, but we try to set fees to ensure we do not collect any more than needed.
So their annual budget went up. This is my theory on like where the unfortunate thing is. This is only the second time that their annual budget has increased. So they were then able to increase how much they collect in fees.
Yeah.
Which means like they, because especially like if you talk about like 2.5 times your budget, you're collecting fees for 2.5 times your budget. So where the fuck is all the extra money going? Like if you need that much more than your budget.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's shady. And
shady as fuck.
It's going to mean that a lot of the big promotions won't run Missouri anymore. And a lot of the smaller promotions are probably going to stop running at all. I've already been talking to Jason about, hey, is this going to affect CCW? And we're going to talk, and figure things out and make sure that we can still do these things. Because again, $300 is not much to WWE, but for a small time promotion, that's quite a bit of money. We might have to cut people's pay like that wrestle, and you can't do that. I don't know if you know this, Jesse, but independent wrestlers don't make a lot to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hot dog, handshake.
Hot dog and a handshake. Well, we're taking the hot dog away. It's just a handshake from this point on. So,
yeah,
can it be the other one? No.
No.
The hot dog costs.
Handshake's free.
So what happens if like a wrestling promotion doesn't involve the Missouri Athletic Commission at all?
In Missouri, it gets shut down immediately. And
okay,
fines.
But how?
I don't know. Like, I don't know the specifics. I'm going to be honest with you. All I know is that every wrestling promotion, if you sell tickets to a show, then you have to involve the commission. And I'm assuming there would be. I don't know if
there'd
be
massive fines.
Fines for sure. Maybe charges. Yeah. I don't know, but definitely fines.
You guys also have to have like some kind of a license, right? They could probably take that away.
You have to have a promoter's license to run the shows. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes into the Missouri stuff. And, I'm not going to say his name. There's a gentleman that comes to almost every one of our shows who works for the commission, and he is the nicest guy in the world. He is the coolest dude ever. I know he doesn't like this, so I'm not going to give him hell for it because this was not his decision. But it just really sucks, man. This could kill the Missouri wrestling industry, and I hate that. We're all going to have to start wrestling in Illinois, where, again, there is no athletic commission, so they don't have to worry about any of that shit. So... cool.
What then I question, I guess, is the benefit of having the commission. Like why if Illinois doesn't have one at all, then what is the benefit of having one in the first place?
Well, it's as far as I know, it's
voting. What do they do for you? That's what I'm asking for.
Nothing.
Okay. So their mission
regulations.
Their mission is to protect health and safety of participants in professional boxing, sparring, professional wrestling, professional amateur kickboxing, professional and amateur mixed martial arts, and professional full contact karate contests. So ideally, like their original purpose, and I guess I could kind of see this, they protect the actual, like the athletes, they protect the wrestlers in this case.
Yeah.
So that's why they have, the rules of like, you can't do, you can't do cutting anymore. Like there's no blood or anything like that.
Yeah. So, oh, go ahead. I'll
and all that stuff. Like, but what I don't understand is why. Like, I get that they need those rules. Like, that's fine. I don't understand why they need a staff. Because you're supposed to, as far as I can tell, like the referees that you get, like you have somebody from the Missouri Athletic Commission at all these events.
Yes.
As far as I'm aware, the promotion pays those people, right?
No, so the promoters pay for the referees and stuff like that. The commissioner literally is there to count tickets and sit there and watch the show to make sure you don't do anything against regulations. They don't do anything else. So, like, this gentleman that I'm talking about, he comes in and he basically sits and watches the show and makes sure we don't get out of hand. He gets paid by the commission, as far as I know. We don't pay him. So maybe, and I could see, you know, if you've got so many events going on per week in Missouri, you're going to have a lot of people going to these different things, because every single event has to have somebody representing the commission there. So I get that. But I just feel like this is a shakedown a little bit in places like Illinois.
100% is a shakedown.
So like from example, for me, when I wanted to become a wrestler, I had to pay for a manager's license just to go to the ring. And then there's also a ring announcer's license, I believe. I don't think, Hunter, did you ever have to pay for the ring announcer's license?
No, I had a seconds license, but that was paid for me.
Yeah.
Mostly seconds just license. Because that was like a last minute thing. And at the show that I was at, they kind of decided, okay, we want you to go out with this guy. And I was like, yeah, dope. I'm going. And Jason was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, we gotta get your license.
Because the commission guy was like right there, and he was like, hang on a minute. So, yeah, Ken literally just tossed him a 20, and they did it that way.
Yeah.
Mostly because I just didn't have my wallet on me at the time. But, yeah, no, I had a seconds license, and it was good for a year. It was good for a year at the time. But, yeah, it was $20, and it was just paid, done. We did it right then and there, if I remember correctly. Now, after that, I had to mail a thing off, and then they mailed me an actual card and all that. But in the moment, the guy was like, yeah, I can take this, and it's fine. You know, we'll sell it up later, basically.
And seconds license are pretty easy because it's just that. But if you want to do wrestling, whenever I shifted over to actual like wrestling, anytime you make contact with somebody in the ring, you have to get blood work done. You have to get your wrestling license. You have to go get an exam at the doctor. They have to make sure that you don't have any like issues with you. You don't have
staph infection, any kind of like something that you could transmit,
or a hernia. It literally says on the doctor's report, hernia. And every time I've gone to get my physical checkup, they just mark no hernia. They don't even look. It's bulging out of my stomach and they don't even look. So you have to pay for all that stuff. And then that's
you really got to get that fixed.
That's what the commission does, though. That's what the commission does. In places like Illinois, you don't have to pay for any of that. If you want to be a wrestler in Illinois, literally you get in the ring. You're good to go. You don't have to pay for anything. You don't have to train for anything. You're done. That's why a lot of guys will work Illinois and they won't work Missouri, because it costs so much. I mean, you look at like $300-$400 in Missouri just to get started.
CCW could just start like booking right across the river. Yeah, like do it at East Cape.
Well,
but honestly,
there's still that weird little saloon town thing, right? Like buy that up.
Yeah,
make that into a.
That's just make it a permanent.
What is that?
I'm pretty sure that's an antique mall.
Well,
that's perfect.
Yeah, Shelby, that's
where most of this stuff usually happens anyway. Flea markets, antique malls, just buy them up.
Shelby, that'll be our WrestleMania every year when it floods. That's when it'll be Bash at the Beach. You just bring a lawn chair.
I have a mud wrestling thing on the side.
Yeah, well,
Alabama mud show.
Big Lee originally.
There's a strip club right there too.
Well,
so.
I was gonna say. So originally, Big Lee was talking to Jason about starting a offshoot of CCW at the strip club, because he knew the guy that ran it, and they were gonna run like hardcore shows there, because like Jesse said, it's in Illinois, so they could do whatever they want, and they were gonna call it CCW After Dark. And I went, no, you're not. You stole my title. You can't do that. Anyway,
I feel like they could very easily just do. They could accomplish exactly the same thing, because I do like some of the things that the Missouri Athletic Commission does. Like, I actually support the idea of like you have to make sure everybody's healthy and their blood work is good.
Well,
before they get in the ring, like I support that, if for no other reason than like, you know, if somebody has like something contagious and they get in the ring, then, you know, whoever they're in the ring with, they now have
support that if they were actually doing it.
Yeah, Jesse, here's the problem with it.
They're not actually doing it.
No, well, hold on. They do it. You do get your blood work done. Here's the thing. You get your blood work done every 6 months. So if you get your blood work done in January, you catch something in February, they don't catch on until 6 months after that first time you did it. So you could spread that for 5 months. So what's the fucking point? Right.
Yeah, there's no point. Like, I feel like you should have to have blood work within 48 hours before the event. And I think that they don't need like a central office for that. They just need a bunch of dudes that are registered. Think of it like the what are the marketing people that they like? They're like, whenever we worked at GameStop, like the Nintendo rep.
Oh,
and the
ambassadors.
Rep.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, they come in and they take care of shit. So you have people like that that get paid by the promotion to come in and verify all the records and make sure that everything's you know, hunky-dory. And, like, everything else can be just kind of automated. Like, that way, like, I feel like that would save money all over the place.
I feel like there would be an ethical violation if you had the promotion bringing their own people in to make sure that they did things correctly.
No, you still deal with, like, the, you know, the Missouri Athletic Commission. But, like, the Missouri Athletic Commission doesn't need money to pay these people. Like, you just pay them.
Yeah, I mean, that would make... Because... It makes more sense than taxing me $1 per ticket.
Yeah, no, that's bonkers. Because you know all of that money is just going straight to, like, the executives of the Missouri Athletic Commission.
That reminds me of the mall. Whenever we wanted to move Gaming Grounds into the mall, and we went there and checked out the building and checked out the spot, one of the little asterisks in the contract they wanted us to sign was that depending on how much money we made per year, we paid a percentage of that back to the mall. So the more successful we were per year, the more we had to pay. And I'm like, that is ridiculous. You're penalizing me for being successful. Hunter, what were you going to say? I'm mad now.
All right, just in addition to, this is not the first time that the Athletic Commission has been a problem for wrestling. Do you remember, and I know you do, the TNA show?
Yeah, Lindsay, you remember that?
At the Show Me Center.
Lindsay, you remember that
way
one?
Back when Impact... No, she doesn't. It's way back when Impact was TNA, and they came in for it was the one time, if I remember correctly, it was the only time they came in and did like a house show style, you know, event at the Show Me Center. Did not apparently know coming in that they had to go through the Athletic Commission.
Oh,
so,
okay, yeah, no, I remember now because it was like a major shit show.
Half their roster didn't have blood work. They didn't have any of the stuff they needed done. And so the entire – that card subject to change came in real handy that night. Because they only had like six guys
wrestlers
who could actually wrestle.
They did singles matches and then tag matches and then like split off into different tag matches. It was bad. I went there to see Chris Sabin. He was the new champion. Yep. Unfortunately, Chris Sabin did not have his blood work. So we got Kevin Casey, though. Yep.
I was about to say, Shannon, was that the came out to a spattering of applause?
Well, that's generous.
That infamous line.
Yeah. That's generous.
Kevin Casey,
when he picked up the mic, was, how's it going?
Hey, coffee?
Kevin Casey was butthurt about that for years.
He still
Kevin
is.
Kevin Casey came out of the womb butthurt. Are you kidding me? He exists only to hurt from the butt. Like, that's his whole way of living, man.
Found your new lyric for your next song.
He exists only to hurt from the butt.
My favorite thing about Kevin Casey that I can say right now is Kevin Casey owes me money. Yeah, and I like being able to truthfully say that.
Oh,
that's good stuff.
You can tell, like, yeah, Kevin Casey owes my buddy money. He's never going to see it either.
I will hopefully never see Kevin Casey again. I'm sure he's going to hear about this. He's going to hear about this somehow.
You're paying a tax on that one. You're that's keep away money.
That's a bribe.
It's just that picture of that dude. And I can't remember what show it comes from, but the guy with the crazy sideburns and the sunglasses. And he goes, "I'm going to pay you $100 to fuck off."
It's Hunter. It's like Puddle of Chud. I will pay you $200 to never make music again.
I want to know where they got that music from in the first place.
probably the no. All right, so that's the motherfucker of the week, and that was a 25-minute motherfucker, so that was a long motherfucker. Now we're going to go to one of our favorite segments here on the show. It's Taste Test Live. We've got a bag of brand-new three-cheese layer Lay's, and we're going to bust them open real quick, and we're going to taste them right here on the show.
He means Shannon is going to.
All right, here
by
we go.
By layer, what kind of chips are we? Are they like super thick or what?
They look like this. They're hollow in the side. All right, here we go. Taste test live here on After
Dark. I don't
like
the color those are.
It's like a little pillow. I don't.
They look like they look like the 3D Doritos, but opened up on one side.
Relatively tasteless.
Like a pizza pocket exploded in the microwave.
Relatively tasteless.
Bag full of little chips that look like bags.
We here at Podzilla After Dark give Lay's new three cheese flavored layers a 2 out of 5. All right.
Okay.
So
2 out of 5.
That was good.
That was great.
That was good.
It was a
real quick.
Segment.
Hey, while we're at it, just keep it going for Christina Aguilera.
Oh,
we haven't done that in a while.
Aguilera. Wait, did you say Aguilera?
Aguilera.
A while.
Applegate.
Yeah.
Applegate.
No, it's
all
fine.
Of them. All Christina.
Whichever one.
All Christinas except one. Okay. Anyway. Can we talk about baseball?
what's up with
do
it?
Do we have to?
Here's what I think about that. I don't give a shit about baseball.
All right, Jesse, pop quiz. Quick question. Do you think that Justin Bieber sprays his DNA when he's I'm sorry, I can't because Shelby turned around and looked at me.
How are you not going to add the in Paris, France?
I couldn't because Shelby looked at me.
Shelby was wanting to see where it was going to go.
Yeah, I was like, where is this? Where is this journey going?
I wish I were LeVar Burton.
Reading Rainbow Mother.
Fuck y'all! All right. Anyway, so we got a topic for tonight, and this is a wild one here. I'm surprised the network executives are letting us get away with this one. When they told me this one originally, I said this is going to be more controversial than the new Anne Boleyn. Is it Boleyn? Is that how I pronounce it? It's Anne Boleyn, right?
Anne Boleyn.
Yeah. That new series.
But I don't know where this is going.
Well, the new series of Anne Boleyn on AMC cast an African American woman as Anne Boleyn, and there's two camps. There's three camps. There's one that doesn't fucking care. I'm probably in that camp. There's the camp that is like, good on them for being progressive. And then there's the camp that says, that's ridiculous. You can't recast a historical figure as a different ethnicity. That doesn't make any sense.
Hello, Hamilton. Just
like, Hamilton sits quietly in the corner.
Lin-Manuel Miranda's over there. No, he's definitely not quiet about it. He's like, hi, hello.
Yeah.
I did it. It's done. We already did it.
And
yeah,
it is extremely popular.
If they change any tiny detail in that story at all, it doesn't fucking matter.
Exactly. Yeah, if this is not a historical reenactment, then what the fuck is the point? Yeah. Right. Who's worried? Why do you care?
It's entertainment. Why are you so upset? It's entertainment. Yeah. Read a book.
It's not a documentary.
Right.
It's a series.
Right.
My favorite is when they say beforehand, like, this is a work of fiction. This didn't actually happen. Some of it did. It's based on real events, but it's not the actual fiction. But we gotta really be angry about this one.
This is an interpretation.
There's no legal precedent for what based on a true story means. Like, right. Literally, you can put that before anything, and then someone would be like, that's based on a true story? Yeah, kinda. Probably.
Yeah.
That definitely happened somewhere.
Probably.
If you believe in the multiverse theory, everything is based on a true story.
Do you remember the movie Pearl Harbor? You probably don't, and I would forgive you for that, but it had...
Oh, I do.
The first half of Pearl Harbor exists,
but I don't think I've ever watched it.
I remember it getting a lot of shit because it was also historically inaccurate. Like, things they put in that movie never actually happened, or they happened at different times, and everyone was upset about that. Like, why would you talk about Pearl Harbor and not display it accurately?
Man. My history teacher in high school showed me the first cassette, or first VHS of Pearl Harbor. Because, okay, so for the younger crowd, so VHS is preceded
son
DVDs.
Of a bitch.
Pearl Harbor was a 2 VHS set. Like, it was a really long movie.
It was a big movie.
And yeah, like, I watched that in history class because the first half of it was extremely historically accurate. But then there was the second
half. It kept going.
And they were like, and then, man, people are still listening. And then,
I remember people getting pissy over the Abraham Lincoln biop, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Like, read your fucking history books, guys.
Did you know that there is a sequel to that book?
No.
Yeah, no, seriously. I did not know this. I was looking the other day, so I signed up for a Goodreads account because Sarah did too, and we were like trying to track what all we reading and rating them and all this stuff. And I'm literally just going through stuff trying to remember, okay, what have I read? Because now I'm trying to put in everything I've ever read. And that was one of the ones that came across my memory. And as I put it in, it was like, oh, so you probably also read The Last American Vampire. And I went, no, I have not. And it is by Seth Graham Smith, the same guy who wrote the first one. I don't know what it's about. I haven't looked into it yet. I'm waiting for it to come up on my digital library thing so I can read it. But the cover is that iconic photo of the soldier kissing the nurse, and they both have, like, blood red eyes.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah. That's neat. I personally like that shit. I liked Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I thought that was a good movie.
It was entertaining. Yeah.
I love alternate history shit.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. That's a good movie.
Lisa with the coffee, man.
Lisa with the coffee mug. Just give me that weird shit. Just mess me up. That's why I like Deadlands so much. That's why I want to play Deadlands again. Let's play Deadlands. What are we doing here?
There is one bad one, though. There was Blood Rain 3. which was set during World War II, and it was bad because
I don't even know what that is, man.
U-Bowl. Uwe Bowl. Uwe Bowl.
Oh, never mind. That doesn't, yeah, it doesn't count.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah, that
didn't count. Right, Lindsay, alternate history time. So back in the age of Lincoln, when he what starter Pokemon would Lincoln think is the cutest?
That's not what...
Is that not what the topic tonight?
No.
Oh, like, shit.
He kind of has a beard. It's probably him. Doesn't he? He's got like a little neck thing.
Yeah, he's got a neck beard.
It looks more like a fluffy cape.
Neck beard.
I feel like Abe Lincoln would be
worst
a Snivy fan.
Segue ever.
Abe Lincoln would clearly be a Snivy guy. You put a top hat on him and he's ready to go. All right.
I don't know. Tepig already has like the black top hat kind of thing going on. Just two.
I did not think she was going to say top hat. Am I the only one? It can't be.
Top knot?
No, she said he's kind of already got the black. And I was like, wait, where is this going? Wait a minute.
Okay, so.
Well.
Lindsay.
Lincoln would never have kept Pokemon. He would have allowed them all to go for right? That's what he would have done.
He would have kept them in a Pokeball.
All the Pokemon.
God, Lincoln
he
needs a...
Kept them in a Pokeball, but they would very much trust him.
Lincoln needs those kind of problems like he needs a hole in his head. God damn.
What was the Pokemon Civil War about, right? What was it about?
It was about civil
trader rights.
Yeah,
I mean, the Pokemon Civil War is why there's no male adults in the first generation of the game.
There was. Do you guys remember Jonah Hex, the movie with was it Josh Brolin? And it wasn't great. Yeah. I always wanted to go back and rewatch it.
Megan Fox, if I remember right.
Yeah,
and
Michael Fassbender
too.
John Malkovich and Michael Fassbender. They're both in it. One of Fassbender's first roles. Yeah.
Bad movie. Terrible film.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan's in it. And Lance Reddick is in it. And that's the part I'm talking about. Because Lance Reddick plays basically Jonah Hex's Q. He makes the weapons for him and shit. And there's a part they had to throw in there where Q tells Jonah Hex, because Jonah fought for the South. And he tells him, he's like, the only reason you fought for the South is because you didn't like the government telling you what to do. They had to throw that line in there. Otherwise, people would go, wait a minute, Jonah Hex was a racist? No. He just didn't like the government telling him what to do. It wasn't about slavery, okay? The Civil War wasn't about slavery. The Civil War was about individual rights.
Right, to do what?
Do what?
Please answer the question.
All right, Lindsay, topic of the night.
We are answering the tough questions tonight.
We already have
of which is the cutest Pokemon of... What is the cutest starter Pokemon of each generation? I'll remember how to speak one of these days.
And why is Jesse wrong?
And why is Jesse wrong?
this came about in at the anime convention. Shelby and Lindsay had the booth. I was there helping out. And the topic came up, and Shelby made the claim that the grass starter is always the cutest in every generation.
That's not
except
true.
For like one. There's only one generation where it's just...
And see, I think when we actually went through it, Shelby had only picked two grass starters.
It's definitely not Chikorita, because that just looks like snot with eyes.
Well, we're going to go through each generation, and I'm going to tally up what we each pick, and then whichever one has the most out of ours is the top runner for the Podzilla crew.
All right, so we're back. It's come to this. We're back to Pokemon on After Dark.
I mean, are you surprised at all?
It wasn't Lindsay's pick, really, this time. I kind of forced this one, almost. But we both agreed.
It was inspired by Shelby this time.
Well, I'll drink to
that.
I mean,
come on. We always come back to Pokemon on After Dark. It's just a given.
It's Pokemon or porn. It's one or the other. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
What?
What happened? Oh, no! Hunter! Goddamn Thickerita!
Yes?
Oh, no.
Can I help you, Jesse?
I'm about to invite that thing to the cum zone.
Oh my, that's its feet.
Aww. Turns out it's a ditto.
Anywho's.
All right. So here's
Gen 1.
Yeah, here's how we're going to do this. Lindsay, you're going to read off the three. You're going to tell us which ones they are and what type they are. And then we'll go around the clock and we'll give our picks.
Okay. So, for Gen 1, our grass type is Bulbasaur, our fire type is Charmander, and our water type is Squirtle.
All right, let's start with, oh, I don't know, Jesse.
Moe. To me, it's really close between Charmander and Squirtle. But I gotta give it to my boy Charmander. It's mostly from the anime. Like, Charmander was very adorable in the anime, like, and he's keeping his little fire tail alive, and he sounded cute.
He's heartbreaking. He's not cute.
A little. That was a heartbreaking episode.
Heartbreaking is cute. That's how I get my girlfriends. Pity.
Yeah.
Pity.
Yeah.
All right, Shelby, you seem to disagree with him.
Bulbasaur? Yes.
Dalton somewhere is sprinkling with happiness.
He's my little Bulby baby. I love him.
I got Jesse. All right. Hunter, first round, it sounds like an easy one. What do you got?
Squirtle. Squirtle is the correct answer. He's the best turtle. And also, he's blue.
I really can't argue with Squirtle.
That's why Squirtle is the correct answer.
Squirtle is also my second answer. My answer is Bulbasaur. I hate to say it. Because I don't even like Bulbasaur, but like
wasn't always true.
He is cutest. He is cutest. And partially Jesse Charmander, when he talks, he goes like Charmander Char, and I can't fucking do it. I can't listen to that shit. And then Squirtle formed a fucking gang, moved down to Mexico, called himself a Jefe, and now he's fucking running M13 down there. So I can't support that.
And that's adorable. Why is that? How does that not win?
It won't focus.
It's still desperately trying to focus on your face.
There it is.
Now it's focused.
Bunch of little fucking weirdos. Lindsay, what do you think is the cutest?
You gotta do like those like beauty gurus where they put their hands
I also have to go with Squirtle because that was my original first pick. The original sprite in the game is just even more adorable than the anime form. He's just this itty bitty little baby turtle with a squirrel tail, and I want to hug it.
Cool.
So now I guess I get to break the tie.
Nope.
We got two Bulbasaur, two Squirtle.
Yeah, we do. We have a tie between Bulbasaur and Squirtle.
Put a pin in it for now, because what I want to do is see how many of these we manage to fuck up and not pick a decisive winner before we come back around at the end. So just put Jesse's name down for round one. Okay. Round two.
Okay, round two. Our grass type is Chikorita. Our fire type is Cyndaquil. And our water type is Totodile.
Chikorita looks awful. That thing looks terrible. Jesse, let's start with you.
It's definitely Cyndaquil.
Yeah. We don't even just He's the only one that doesn't look like I would like kill him in like Dark Souls. Shelby.
So I will agree that Chikorita looks really stupid, but yeah. I think Totodile is the cutest one of them.
Chikorita looks like they took Diglett, they put a feather on its head, they stretched his eyes out, and then they like slapped a body under it.
I said the same shit.
Yeah.
It does look like they were like, so what does he look like underground?
Hunter, what do you got?
This is one of those scenarios where it's the little meme of I would have Totodile and Cyndaquil and be like, I love you both equally. And then I send Cyndaquil away and I go to Totodile and I go to you and buy a lot. Totodile is the right answer. That's an alligator, man. That's the best alligator.
It's a very happy alligator.
He's having the best time. That's why he's the best.
I'm going to go with Cyndaquil because it's clearly the cutest one. There's no argument on this one. That Totodile looks like he's hopped up on Mountain Dew.
It's one of those things where like it may not necessarily like every like of all these starters, like the cutest one is not always going to be my favorite.
That's true.
But it, like in the case of the first two generations, that happens to be true.
I said, man.
I know what I'm getting with Totodile. Cyndaquil. I don't know what's happening in that snout, mouth, nose thing. I don't know what's going on there. I don't like it. It's awkward, and also you can't hug that. He's on fire.
I like that. Come on, man. At least no one picked the snot Diglett. Lindsay?
pick right. No, an unpopular opinion. I like Chicory.
Son of a bitch. Adorable. So that's two in a row. All yep. right.
Well, there, Lindsay gets to break that.
A lot of it is from the anime because it's just adorable and cuddly and obsessed with Ash. And it's just too cute.
It's a snot diglet. All right, let's go to round three.
It's not a snot diglet. Okay, Gen 3. Our grass starter is Treecko. Oof. Our fire starter is Torchic. Oof. And our water starter is Mudkip.
Oh, man.
This is a little bit of a tough gen.
Jesse, let's start with you. You got your work cut out for you.
All right. So I get that everybody's seeing a pattern here. This is Torchic. I didn't always think, because I think Mudkip is adorable too. I love Mudkip. But
we all love Mudkips.
It was the first generation where they actually ran forward and did their little attacks. There was something about Torchic running up and just gashing a motherfucker with his talons and then running back to me that was so ridiculously adorable. I didn't want him to evolve. He was too cute.
I feel like Shelby's going to disagree with you though, Shelby.
I do. Torchic is my least favorite. It is a tie between Treecko and Mudkip, and Mudkip gets it by this much. And I'm actually really upset about that because I fucking love Treecko. He is so cute.
Apparently not. All right, let's go to Double
H. It's Mudkip, and by a lot. he makes this face. That's the best. He constantly looks like his mouth is full, and you're going, "What do you have in your mouth?"
I mean, plus he also has an hour loop of him just going, "Mud, Kip, Mud."
Yeah,
Kip.
that's not helping the cause.
Or that's the face you make when you trusted a fart and shouldn't have.
Either way, it's still adorable. The best part about that boy doesn't even wear pants. So if he did that, it's a problem, and he knows.
It's just going right out.
It's definitely on the couch or something.
Yeah, how is that cute?
That's adorable.
All right.
You have clearly never owned a chihuahua.
That's true, I haven't.
Well, I'm going to go with Torchic.
Thanks, Shannon.
It's just a little chicken. It can't get cute. And I agree with Shelby. Treecko is my favorite of that generation, but he's not the cutest. Look at that little chicken with those little black beady eyes. Just imagine
that. He also looks like he has one foot. I don't care for that at all.
Yeah, I don't like that. That was my main reason.
What are you talking about?
It's just the starter picture.
Yeah, it's just the picture.
In almost every picture of him, and even in the anime,
I have to go with the evidence provided to me. That looks like a single foot, and I don't like it.
Okay, I had to look up pictures just to make sure he didn't only have one foot. Thank God.
But that's his other foot that you're seeing underneath it. It doesn't have a little yellow tail.
Okay.
Right.
All right, well, Lindsay.
It's definitely his foot.
Why does he not have a tail?
Lindsay, he's got a little point there. He's got a duck tail.
Woo.
He's got a duck butt.
Duck butt.
Like that.
Duck butt and snot diglet coming soon to the WB.
This is his butt.
Yeah.
That's a plushie.
That's adorable.
That's not anatomically correct.
It's just pictures of Pokemon butts now. Who's that Pokemon?
Little asterisks everywhere.
Well, Gen 3 is giving us our first official winner because I also picked Torchic.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to go with Mudkip. I really did.
I did too.
Don't get me wrong. I adore Mudkip, but Torchic was my first time I didn't pick a water starter with the game. The first two when I played through, I picked the water starters. So, divergence.
Right. Well, let's go to round four, and we're going to go ahead and knock Monkey off the board now because no one's picking him. So, the choice is between who, Lindsay?
Our grass starter is Turtwig. Our fire starter is Chimchar.
No, it's not.
And the water starter is Piplup. And if you all don't already know my choice, you don't know me.
Jesse, Lindsay?
I have a feeling this is going to be minimum 3-1 here, or 3-2, I guess. The answer is Piplup, for very similar reasons to Torchic. That's just a, it's just a cute little water bird.
It's just a little bird.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
He's got his little buttons there. He's just looking at you. He's cute.
Shelby?
It's Turtwig. Look how cute he is. He's a little turtle with a little bit plant on his head and that big old face. Look at that derpy little smile. He's so cute.
Shelby likes the derpy ones.
I do.
That's why she's with me.
Damn it, you stole my joke. Okay. Hunter. Who is now purple, by the way.
It's Piplup. Is that purple? It looks blue to me. It's Piplup.
It is like a purple blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well, the further I go, the more purple it gets. That one's just yellow.
Yeah.
That one's purple. That's
on my screen, right. It's weird because when Hunter's color changes, my color changes.
I can see that.
That's just a party.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. He's partying for
Piplup.
Party for
partying for two.
And
he's adorable.
Shelby, just turn on your little light there.
I'm going to have to disagree with Shelby because it is definitely Piplup. It's that's not even a challenge. He gives the cutest gifts in the anime, too. He's insane.
He is such an angry, sassy little bird.
He's a little bastard, and I love him for it. All right, Lindsay, just go ahead.
It's Piplup.
It's Piplup.
I'm sorry. I love Piplup. If I have to pick my all-time favorite starter, hands down, it is Piplup.
Let's move on to round five.
Gen 5.
This one also an easy pick.
Our grass starter is Snivy. Our fire starter is Tapig. And our water starter is Oshawott.
That's got to be Tepig, right? Because it's
Tepig.
Like tepid.
Tepid, yeah.
Tepid, Tepig. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
But it's also not the right answer.
No. Jesse, go ahead. Tell them the right answer.
the correct answer on this one, Shannon, is going to be Oshawott.
The clown vibe?
I love that stupid looking otter. I don't know why.
You know that's not even the original color. He's wearing white face. Still cute. Aww. All right, Shelby.
You know he's adorable.
This is my only fire starter, Tepig. The only fire one that I actually ended up liking.
Yeah. Importantly, I picked Tepig when I got this. Or you don't want to play this game. But Oshawott's cuter.
I don't think there's not a bad choice on this one.
Kind of freaks me out. He gives me like Mime Jr. vibes.
Oh, he's way cuter than Mime Jr. Don't even
talk
about
that. None
of the
mimes are cute.
No. No. Was funny in the Detective Pikachu movie, though. That was funny.
That was horrifying.
Mime was hilarious in Detective Pikachu.
Hunter.
He's terrifying.
It's Snivy. He's the only one I actually want to look at. I don't care for that clown. And that pig definitely hurt somebody somewhere.
Look how he's
way too happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the smile of a serial killer.
That pig.
I feel like Snivy is more the smile of a serial killer. That motherfucker did something.
No.
He wants you to know he did something.
No.
He's
no,
looking
that's
at you.
The thing. That's the thing. It's a false. He just looks that way. He's got resting bitch face.
Yeah.
That's
I just killed a motherfucker is what
no.
happened.
I got 10 bodies somewhere.
With kindness.
No, you can see on Snivy. That's privilege, and I, as a white man, I know about privilege, so I'm also gonna go with Snivy. It's the right answer. It's sophisticated. It's the every other Pokemon on this grouping looks dumb or like they failed first grade 10 times. Snivy's the only one that looks like he is sophisticated. That is a sophisticated Pokemon, and I'm going with Snivy.
He's the right Pokemon for closure.
Yes, Lindsay. You're gonna pick Oshawott. I know you're gonna pick.
I honestly find them all cute. And the irony being is when they first came out, I also thought that Oshawott looked like a little clown mime. But I am picking Oshawott because once I sat down and watched the anime and played with this Pokemon, I'm like, no, you know what? He's just cute and determined, and he's gonna throw his little seashell at you like a ninja star. And
he's not cute, but he's not the cutest.
Plus, I love the Piplup Oshawott rivalry. So.
That's funny.
So Shelby will get to decide this one.
Yes. All right. Yes. Let's go to round 6.
Okay. Gen 6. Our grass starter is Chespin. Fire starter is Fennec. Fennekin? Fennekin. It's Fennekin. Fennekin. Yeah. It's been a while since... Yes, Fennekin. And our water starter is Faroki.
All right. Well, this one's just a dumpster fire all over the place. Jesse, try to make sense of this bullshit.
I like Fennekin a lot. I didn't like Fennekin's final evolution. So this was the first game where I didn't... Where this is actually the first game ever that I picked the grass starter. Because I actually like Chestnut. Chespin is very adorable. And I think I'm going to go with Chespin on this generation.
All right, Shelby, do you concur?
This is the only time that Jesse is correct. It is Chespin.
Also, you guys couldn't hear it. Lindsay just laughed really loudly. I don't know how the microphone didn't pick that up, but I heard it.
The microphone never picks up her laugh for some reason.
The microphone's
maybe I'm too close.
Microphone's got good taste. All right, Hunter.
Fennekin. It's Fennekin. He looks like my dog. It's Fennekin.
I can see that.
He looks too much like Parker to not pick Fennekin. Yeah.
Well, I was going to insult Fennekin. I will not do that at this point. I will, however, say that I also picked Chespin. I also picked Chespin. Something about that frog. I don't like it. I don't trust it.
No.
Like that, he didn't have those weird white spots,
like the glasses. It looks like he's got glasses. It looks like he's about to correct my grammar. And I don't appreciate
you guys are weird, because if it wasn't for Fennekin, I would have picked him. I don't like that little dude in the middle. I don't care for him. He also looks like he came from like the Happy Tree Friends. Like, you know he I don't like that at all.
Let's be fair. The Happy Tree Friends never murdered anyone. They just got murdered real hard.
Oh, that
No. The one that came back from like wherever he was, the military one. He murdered lots and lots of people.
I always thought it was like some Final Destination shit in every episode.
I like the description. I like the description of the character as the one that came back from where he was.
They never explain where he was because they don't Returno. Fucking speak.
Like, Hunter, you remember that? Hunter, you remember that guy that used to come in the store? He came back from where he was that one time. Anyway, Hunter, Lindsay. Lindsay, go ahead.
I am also going with Fennekin because I squealed real hard when I found that big plushie with the fluffy, squishy ears. And so I have to go with Fennekin.
That's true. But I think we
Chespin won this round, though.
No one picked the frog.
I love Froakie. I do.
Clearly you don't.
Fluffy-eared fox.
I see, like, the Froakie's evolution just taints everything about that
because his scarf is a tongue.
It's his tongue.
I know.
Lady of
Light. Right.
Other men hate him for that one weird trick that he does. All right. Round 7 probably?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gen 7. Our grass starter, Rowlet. The fire starter, Litten. And the water starter, Popplio.
Another goddamn clown. What's with the Pokemon these clowns? Jesse, shut this clown down.
I also want to point out Rowlet is the stuff of Dalton's nightmares for some reason,
and I love it.
He's always the grass starter every time for Dalton, except for this generation he couldn't do it. That said, Litten is the cutest one here, and that just like that
he's a kitten. It's a kitten.
Yeah, he's a kitten. He's a kitten. He's real cute looking. And he's got just those eyes of just like, I don't give a fuck about you.
And then he becomes a pro wrestler.
Yeah, he does, and it's awesome.
Awfully cute.
I love Incineroar.
I like to imagine.
Incineroar is great.
I like to imagine that's what Hulk Hogan looked like when he was a baby. It was just adorable. And then he grew up to head up the clan. All right, Shelby.
It's Rowlet. Look at that little bow tie. He's a little bit ball of cuteness. He's so cute.
Hunter, I feel like you're going to agree with that.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know what else he sure is, but yes, that is the correct answer. It's Rowlet. By a lot.
I have a hard time with this one. I think Rowlet should win just based on the fact that he scares Dalton. Like that wins so many points in my book. But I'm also a cat person, so I'm gonna have to go with Litten.
And you're a pro wrestling person.
And I'm a pro wrestling. A pro wrestling cat? Get the fuck out of here. Lindsay, go ahead. Don't you pick that fucking clown.
It's Rowlet.
Okay.
Like, when this gen came out, hands down, as soon as I saw the owl, like, I want that one.
As long as it's not the clown.
No. Clown College. Gets a lot of crap, but, like, yeah.
That entire evolution line is awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. This family's held me back too long. I'm going to Clown College. I don't think anyone expected him to say that. All right.
No.
Round 8.
Gen 8.
The good
one. Our grass starter is Grookey. Our fire starter is Scorbunny. And the water starter is Sobble.
Jesse.
This one was actually kind of hard.
This was a hard generation to pick.
Not for me.
Because I feel like I know which one Shannon's going to go with, and I want to agree with him, but
then
goddamn, there's something about Sobble.
It's Bob the Pokemon.
I hate his final evolution, though.
I do, too. But boy, do I like that adorable little, like, chameleon
even he
frog thing.
He even looks surprised that you're picking him.
He does. He really does, because I know who's going to win this one, but it's fine. I like Sobble.
Well, you may be surprised. Shelby, who you got?
Grookey.
Get the fuck. Somebody delete her. How do I delete someone else's?
Hey, don't diss on Grookey.
He's the old, like, I will agree with you. Most of the monkeys are really stupid. That is an adorable fucking monkey.
It's the cutest
That's the cutest monkey you would see.
Yeah.
That's the monkey you would see, like, painted on a baby's room wall. Yeah. That's how cute it is. Like, babies would even love it. Like, look how it's so cute.
That's the cutest monkey. The same way, like, hepatitis C is the best hepatitis. You know? And I don't have anything to back that up, so I'm going to back out now and go to Hunter before anyone asks questions.
Go ahead and make that Sobble face, because it's Sobble.
I think this is the first one that me and Hunter have agreed on.
I think you're right. Yeah, it's him. I don't like that bunny. He definitely gets D's in school.
And lots of them.
I don't like that. I don't dislike the monkey all that much. I don't like what the monkey becomes. I guess it's not fair. I guess it's not. I keep judging them based on what they end up becoming. I don't like that. That's probably not fair, but it's Sobble. Sobble consistently looks like he needs to be held.
Yeah, he really does.
He just needs a friend. Anytime I used Trent Parker over on his back and he would just lay there and look up at me, I assume that's what Sobble does.
Oh,
like, he doesn't know how to do anything, but he's saying to you, thank you for saving my life.
For the first time in my life, I pick someone with confidence as opposed to someone that I can fix. So I'm going with Scorbunny. That is my favorite starter, probably of all time, is Scorbunny. It is the cutest Pokemon. It's a little athlete. He plays soccer.
Yeah, he looks like any second he's gonna come up and ask me if I got any games on my. Like, I don't like him.
His final evolution looks like he's from a Sonic cartoon or
That's fine.
And I do want to mention, like, I picked Scorbunny in that game. Because, like, yeah, I like him a lot. Like, I like that starter a lot.
He's cool.
Sobble's cuter.
No, that's not right. Scorbunny's the cutest. Lindsay.
I also picked Scorbunny.
If Scorbunny got shut out,
we'll be doing the tiebreaker again.
If Scorbunny got shut out on that, I was going to be pissed. Like, he can lose, but he better not have been shut out. All right, last one. This is the new generation. All
right,
this one. This one's a clusterfuck.
The generation that has not been released yet, and I am at least anxiously waiting more information. But our grass starter, and forgive me when I butcher this name terribly, Sprigatito.
I think it's they renamed it to Cruz del Toro.
Cruz del Toro. Our fire starter, Flacoco. And our water starter, Quaxley.
How is his name not just Sergeant Quackers or something? Look at him. That's a Sergeant Quackers if I ever saw
one. Well, see, there's argument over whether it's a hat or a pompadour.
Oh, if it's a pompadour, I'm out. Oh, if it's a pompadour, I'm out. It's a little
it's
helmet.
It's definitely a pompadour.
Oh, I don't like that. All right, Jesse, go ahead, pick first. Ugh.
It's going to be a second Pokemon, just like with fucking Wobbuffet. Or not Wobbuffet, what's the...
Wobbuffet's got the little thing on
yeah,
his tail.
Yeah, so because Wobbuffet, the tail is Wobbuffet, and the body is the balloon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, that's what it's
going to
be.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. Anyway. Ugh. Yeah, this is another hard one because I love everything about Fuecoco, especially his name. It's fun to say. He looks like he has a fun time. He's a cool looking dude. But goddamn, that cat is fucking cute.
Right?
So I'm going with Sprigatito.
I too am going with Sprigatito.
All right, I was going to say.
Look at his face.
Two for Sprigatito, Hunter. What about you?
Hungry, hungry hippo.
No, you're not going with him.
I am. I can't disagree with Hunter on this one. Coco is adorable.
I am. He looks like at any second he's going to ask me if he can have a Capri Sun. And that is, that's very cute to me.
So Fuecoco and Quaxly both have hair that I'm not okay with.
He looks like he's asking you for one right now. Look at that expression. He's so excited for the Capri Sun.
Yeah. He's watching
Fuecoco is the epitome of he is the epitome of no thoughts, head empty.
Yeah.
That's the best. I love it. It's my favorite.
I am also going with Ludicolo because I like what is it? Fuecoco?
Fuecoco.
Fuecoco.
Wait, after Hunter's description, I would also like to just change my vote to Fuecoco.
Nope.
To me it looks like something from Bubble Bobble, and I love that.
It does.
Like I can't.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing when I first saw.
Because I wanted to pick the cat, but like the cat is too cute. Like that's Nermal level of cute.
Again,
and Garfield don't like
there's
Nermal.
There's something wrong behind those eyes,
right?
Man. Yeah,
right. Yeah, Lindsay.
I gotta go with Nermal. I'm sorry.
God damn it!
I'm going with the cat this time.
All right, we still won.
I know. With that being said, though, I'm picking Quaxly when I play.
Oh, I'm definitely picking the cat when I play. Don't worry. But
I will probably making still, all the wrong choices.
I will probably still go with Fuecoco. Honestly, I very rarely pick fire starters. Even like most of these were accurate to who I actually picked in the games. I'm looking to see if that changed. I didn't pick Finnegan. I picked Froakie. Yeah, I very rarely pick a fire starter. I think the only time I ever did, one time when I played the second games, I picked Cyndaquil, but the next time it was Totodile. So
Torchic has been my only fire starter ever.
I've never fallen in love with a starter. Until Scorbunny came around, I would always pick a starter just to get rid of it so I could get better Pokemon later. Scorbunny was the only one that, like, I evolved him to a second form, and I was so regretful that I evolved him to a second form that I got another Scorbunny to keep him small. Like, no, Scorbunny is the best. I can't. All right, so we got some tiebreakers real quick, Lindsay.
Okay, do we want to work backwards on the tiebreakers, or we can go back to Gen 1?
Let's go back to Gen 1.
Okay, so between Bulbasaur and Squirtle.
Jesse.
Who's, is Jesse?
Jesse
because
had
Charmander.
Charmander
got shut down, so I got to pick the cuter of the two, and it's Squirtle.
Damn it.
Squirtle is the cuter of the two.
Yes, it is.
Shelby, I'm sorry marrying into that.
I get to tie break the next one. Cyndaquil and Totodile.
Okay, as long as it's not Snot Diglett.
Nobody.
I'm going to have to go with Totodile if I got to pick between the two.
Damn it.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, and Torchic was a clear winner.
Right.
Piplup was a clear winner.
Right.
Right.
Between Snivy and Oshawott, and I believe this was Shelby's tiebreaker.
It's gonna be Oshawott.
God damn!
Yeah.
God damn! Illuminati picking against the right answer.
Chespin was a clear winner for Gen 5.
Barely.
Rowlet won for Gen 6. Okay. I mean Gen 7. I'm getting my numbers mixed up. And so yeah, between Scorbunny and Sobble.
Who's Sobble. Picking?
Yes.
Oh god damn it, yes. Shelby. Why are you doing this to me? I defended something you liked probably. Why would you take Scorbunny away from me?
You can't even remember.
Shanna said, do me a favor, just go ahead and crush those numbers.
That's all right. I'm not too upset about it because Score Bunny will one day live in a fucking mansion and have a supermodel wife because he's an all-star athlete. Meanwhile, Sobble will probably form a band, be really popular at first, and then try to sleep with a one-year-old Pokemon and go to jail for the rest of his life.
Sobble will snipe him through the window because he's the one who's been doing that.
All right. So overall, we had one Firestarter win. One, two, three...
Now, Fue Coco won.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fue Coco.
No.
Yeah, Fue Coco and Torchic.
Oh, yeah. I clicked the wrong thing. I apologize. There's two fires. I put the star on the wrong one. My bad.
Jesse picked the truth over you.
Okay, that's fine.
Because in the only altered debate tonight, which I'm very proud of.
Well, you shaved fates and you all... Hunter, you shaved fates and you crushed dudes.
Because it was already like I was already having trouble picking between the two, but goddamn, like Sprigatito is just super cute. But then, goddamn it, I love Fue Coco.
Fue Coco.
And then Hunter gives his argument. I'm like, nah, Fue Coco got it.
But you're like initial
friendship ended with Sprigatito. Fue Coco is now new best friend.
Plus, you could say his name.
Five of our winners.
You could say his name.
Five of our winners were water types.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Regretful.
Yeah, so that means we got what two grass, two fire, five water. Is that how that math works out?
Yes, because there's nine total.
That's racist.
So the grass starter is not the cutest in every generation.
Or the ultimate hard pick in the Let's Go series is Pikachu or Eevee cuter.
Eevee. Hang on. It's Eevee, and by a lot.
Now, if it had been Raichu.
I was about to say, Raichu or Eevee, I would have
ordered. Not that weird mind-bending one from the Hawaii either.
Pancake Raichu!
Let's be fair, if you include Raichu, then you get to include whatever the fuck your favorite evolution is.
It don't matter.
Vaporeon.
It don't matter. Because Raichu is still badass. He'll win every time.
I like that Umbreon, though, man.
He's got little brown feet.
Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of After Dark. This is the final episode where we ever talk about Pokemon. So congratulations.
Lies!
That's a good one.
All lies.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah, Lindsay's going to start getting her Pokemon Minute back as soon as we start getting more leaks.
Oh, yeah. You wait till I get more of my info.
Let's do a quick recap of the week because I don't think I'll have time to do No Turning Back this week. I got to go back and see what we did this week. Hold on.
Monday.
Did we do something on Monday?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Monday was the debut of the Inquest, number one, Game of Thrones. Yeah. Hunter, this is your new pet project that you brought to the network.
A little solo deal.
I liked it a lot.
Please, for the record, do not expect that to be every week. That is definitely going to be a special. I looked today. I didn't even notice. It was 10 pages single-spaced. And it took me a while to get around to getting all that together. Yeah, that's what got me 30 minutes of content. So I am very excited about it. I hope you guys are too.
It took me 2 hours to write. I thought it would take 2 hours to read.
I hope you guys, if you haven't already, get a chance to go and listen. Even if you, for the record, know nothing about Game of Thrones, that's kind of the point. I think you might even enjoy it more if you don't.
I did.
I am actively like looking for ideas for the next installment. I got a bunch of great ideas from these guys yesterday. I have not started writing anything yet, but I'm hoping to make this more of like a monthly thing. So don't necessarily expect it in a month, but sometime each month I'll try to put a new one out.
Awesome. And then on Tuesday, Tuesday we had an all-new episode of Star Wars Dawn of Defiance, the second episode of Jars of the Sarlacc. It's getting deep.
Jaws.
We might need a rescue.
Jars of the Sarlacc. All right, well, I got to run to the group chat real quick. I'll be back in a second.
Okay. Well. All right, and then last night we had a new edition of Pro Wrestling Unscripted with myself and Hunter, and it was a lot of fun. We talked.
Yes.
Go listen to us talk about Ezekiel and Braun Strowman. It's worth the price of admission alone. And, of course, tonight after dark. We'll be back next week with an all-new week of episodes. Make sure you check our friends out over at Nerdiest Part of the Ring with Ace and Dalton, of course. They're also coming up tonight. So thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for all-new music, all-new logos, and all-new shows. Same bullshit content. Shelby, take us out.
I still stand by the fact that the grass starters are the cutest, and you are all wrong. You cannot prove that.
Hey, Jill.